The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me. And it's good to be back in the studios off all of last week. But it's good to be back. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. Joy and I certainly did, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this because this program has never been about me. I've tried to make that clear. It has my name in the title, but the program's never been about me, and I hope it never is about me. But I've just got to tell you about our anniversary celebration. Joy and I celebrated a week ago this past Saturday on December 21st, our 50th wedding anniversary, which just blows my mind. Old people celebrate 50-year anniversaries. Not me. Not Joy. That's for old people. And neither one of us feel old. But anyway... we had the privilege of going up to the Sugar Creek area to stay at the Carlisle Inn. I've talked to you about the Carlisle many times. I've broadcast live from the Ohio Star Theater on several occasions. I've encouraged all of you to take advantage of the Carlisle. And that's where we chose to spend our 50th anniversary. Went up to the Maslin area. That's where my wife is from, on Friday night, and early Saturday morning visited some of the places from her childhood. And we went over to Kent Baptist Temple, which is where we were married in Canton, stood outside, took a selfie in front of the sign for the church, which that's kind of cool to be there where we were married 50 years ago. Then we headed down to Sugar Creek, to the Carlisle, and I say this honestly, we could have chosen many, 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 many places. We love to go down to Pigeon Forge. We haven't been there very many times, but we love that area. We love the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. It's all kinds of places we could go, but we deliberately chose to spend our 50th at the Carlisle. And to see a couple of the fine shows at the Ohio Star Theater, and we were not disappointed. It was the decorations, the Christmas decorations were breathtaking. The room, and it, by the way, this wasn't, they didn't give it to us free. I want to make that clear. We didn't go because they gave us a free room. The room was just gorgeous. We had alerted them that it was our 50th anniversary, and the staff had put some personal notes in the room for us before our arrival. It was just so personal, beautiful, spectacular. And then we took in a couple of the shows at the Ohio Star Theater. In the afternoon, we saw the Christmas Tree Ship. And by the way, I think that continues for a couple more weeks. I'm not sure. Some of the shows have been sold out. If you want a great getaway, get on the phone or get online right now and see if you can get some seats to the Christmas Tree Ship at the Ohio Star Theater. Based on a true story of a guy who used to go back in the early 1900s, had a ship. He would get Christmas trees from over in Canada, bring them to the Chicago area. He was killed in a terrible storm. His wife and daughter takes over the business. The daughter becomes the first female captain of a ship on the lake. Written by our dear friend Martha Bolton. Just, it was a great, great play. Different from any of the plays we have seen there, but so good. And then in the evening, we went to see It's a Wonderful Life. Now, they only had one performance, and I think just by God's grace, it happened to be on our anniversary. And it was presented as a radio drama. Like back in the 40s and the 50s, where there would be a live radio drama and the actors were on the stage. And the whole thing was presented as if they were live on the radio. They had two people doing sound effects, and it was phenomenal. All of the actors who portrayed the different parts, unbelievable. The guy who played George Bailey, if you would have closed your eyes, you would have sworn it was Jimmy Stewart. It was just so very, very good. It was just... it was an absolutely, thoroughly enjoyable weekend for Joy and I. We had such a wonderful, wonderful time. And again, the folks at the Carlisle, the Ohio Star Theater, the Dutchman Hospitality Group were just absolutely wonderful. And we cannot recommend them highly enough to you for a getaway. You know, from Columbus, it's not even 2 hours away. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So anyway, we had such a great time. Then we had a very quiet Christmas. Our daughter and son-in-law came over on Christmas afternoon, had a great time with them. The day after, we went up to the Mount Vernon area, visited our oldest grandson and his fairly new baby, and his family, and so it was a very quiet Christmas for us, but wonderful. So, and then we took the rest of the week just kind of enjoying each other. We didn't do anything after last weekend. We just kind of hung around, got some things done around the house, and just thoroughly enjoyed being with each other. It is wonderful that after 50 years, we still love to be with each other. So anyway, and several of you wished us a happy anniversary. Thank you for that. And anyway, we just had a wonderful time. Before we go any further, I have some bittersweet news to share. Tony Evans, most of you are familiar with Tony Evans, the urban alternative radio broadcast, pastor of a wonderful church down in Texas, one of America's great preachers. And most of you know that his wife, for quite some time, has been battling cancer. Well, Tony put this on Facebook just a couple of hours ago. Just before the sun came up this morning, the love of my life, Lois Irene Evans, transitioned from earth and watched her first sunrise from heaven. I had the privilege of holding her hand as she was lulled into eternity. Our four children surrounded her as well as she slipped away. We told her how much we loved her, how proud we are of her, and how thankful we are for the life she has lived. We are what we are because of her. Thank you so much for praying for my wife and for my family. God answered our prayers this morning by relieving her of suffering. But the truth is, he has been answering our prayers all along. Lois lived beyond medical expectations, not once, but over and over again. God has been so kind to give us more time to make wonderful memories. While we know the coming days will be challenging, right now we are grateful for the life and love of a woman who planted seeds that will bear fruit for generations to come. Thank you for your continued prayers for our family as we grieve, and also for your patience as we finalize our plans to honor her life. Lois Evans, wife of Dr. Tony Evans, passed away early this morning down in Texas. And once again, heaven has become sweeter. Pray for Tony Evans and his entire family. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Top of the hour, we will get to a couple of tragic stories. The stabbing, the Hanukkah stabbing in New York, and the church shooting yesterday morning in Texas. Again, we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Stories certainly that we need to discuss, but I have to share this story with you. What an incredible story! I don't know whether you've heard this, but it's a story of Kurtisha Brabson. Kurtisha Brabson is 31 years old. She lives in Alliance, Ohio, but she shouldn't be living in Alliance, Ohio. In fact, she shouldn't be living at all. She awoke recently from a seven-month coma. Seven-month coma. It was September of 2018 when Kurtisha's mother got a call from the hospital. She was in the hospital for some treatment. And she began acting very, very strange. She was talking out of her head, jumping out of bed and just acting crazy. Then she began having serious seizures. And then she lapsed into a coma that lasted for seven full months. This is when her mother began being an advocate for her. And here's something I say cautiously, I say advisedly. If you have a loved one that's in the hospital getting care, don't forget you are the ultimate advocate. You are the ultimate advocate. Now, this is not anything close to this, but Joy has had both of her knees replaced. First knee replacement surgery was so smooth. The rehab facility was just incredible. And then she had the second knee. Surgery went okay, went to a rehab facility, couldn't go to the same one that she went to the first time. Second one, we checked it out thoroughly, seemed like it was a great place. For the first 2 days, she received horrible treatment. And I say this advisedly, but truthfully, I went ballistic. Now, I didn't cuss and swear and all that, but I became her advocate. And I made absolutely certain that she would not be neglected and she would get the care that she needed to receive. And she did, finally. Well, this woman's mother was told, well, there's nothing we can do for her. She's brain dead and so forth. The mother wouldn't accept that. So she had her daughter transferred to one hospital, then to a second hospital, and then to a third hospital because she knew in her heart that her daughter was not getting the care that she needed. The third hospital happened to be the Wexner Medical Center here in Columbus. And she told the doctors, there is hope for my daughter. I want her to get the care that she needs. Her mother said, we were going to keep moving her because once I saw the doctors scratching their heads, it clearly let me know they gave up and they don't know what's going on with her. They told me she was brain dead and pull the plug and all of those things. Well, those weren't the things Williams spent time or energy on. Trying anything, she moved Kartisha from one hospital to a second to a third, desperate not to give up. Quote, every decision that I made was because she got two little people that was depending on their mother to come home, and that was her kids. Eventually, Kartisha was moved to the Wexner Medical Center at Ohio State. I want to skip ahead here. The doctor who specialized in stroke and neurocritical care, Dr. Shraddha Manali, at Ohio State's Brain and Spine Hospital, knew it was bad. Kartisha was having up to 20 seizures a day in her comatose condition. The doctor said, quote, in someone like her condition, there is mortality above 60%. Because of that, the doctor says her team was aggressive, treating Kartisha's condition and the seizures while monitoring medications to not do even more damage. Then after about 4 months at Ohio State, came April 7th of this year, 2019, a day the mother and the doctor will remember. The mother said, I get a call at 5:10. Someone at the hospital says, she's awake. She's opened her eyes, and she is following simple commands. Well, to fast forward, it looks like she's going to lead a normal life. She has therapy ahead of her, but she is back home. And the doctor who treated her at the Wexner Medical Center says, I'm quite hopeful in her case that she's going to continue to do well and hopefully live a normal life. Quote, Kartisha and her mother say they're extremely grateful and thankful for the work of the medical professionals at Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. Williams, that's the mother, says she owes her life to those who took such great care of her daughter and so on. That a great story. And number one, God's grace. God wasn't finished with this young woman. She's 31 years old, has two children. Number one, God's grace. And then secondly, someone who became an advocate for her. Doctors and medical professionals at two separate hospitals had given up. Didn't know what to do, didn't know how to treat her, said she was brain dead, just pull the plug. Her mother knew that was not the case and finally found medical professionals who would do all they could to save her life. And they did. It's a great story. Great, great, great story. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.